be something that only the prophet himself had experienced.
看起来并没有对当时候的百姓做公开的展示。
And this was not made public to the people.
但是神让他做了这个动作之后，要他讲一段信息。
But after God told him to do this, he told Jeremiah to give a message.
我们现在看耶利米书十三章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 13.
第一节。
Verse 1. Thus the Lord said to me, Go get yourself a linen sash and put it around your waist, but do not put it in water.
第二节。
2. So I got a sash according to the word of the Lord and put it around my waist.
这里神告诉先知说去买一根麻布袋子束腰。
And here the Lord says to Jeremiah, Go and get yourself a linen sash.
不可以放在水中。
Do not put it in water.
也就是说，你就是买来之后，你就都不要处理做什么，你就原始的东西把它绑在你的腰上。
And so do not prepare it, but use the linen itself and tie it around your waist.
就是让它是干原始的这个袋子。
And just use the original material.
他就照神的话去买了，去做了。
So he did according to the word of God.
不知道经过多久。
And we don't know how much time passed.
这条麻布袋子就束在他腰上。
And so the sash was around his waist.
第三节。
Verse 3. And the word of the Lord came to me the second time, saying,
第四节。
4. Take the sash that you acquired, which is around your waist, and arise. Go to the Euphrates, and hide it there in a hole in a rock.
第五节。
5. So I went and hid it by the Euphrates, as the Lord commanded me.
这个就是现在第二次神又给他下一个另外一道命令，要他拿着这个他所放在腰的这个袋子呢，他说往伯拉河去，把这个腰带藏在那里的磐石穴里。
And this time the Lord commanded Jeremiah to take the sash that is around his waist and hide it there in a hole in the rock.
那这个伯拉河这个地点一定是先知他知道的。
And this location by the Euphrates must be somewhere that the prophet knows.
那这个事情，他说他听到神这样讲，他就去了，就照神所说的，把这个腰带就藏在这个伯拉河边那个磐石穴里。
And according to the will of God, he completed the task and took.His sash and hid it among the rocks.
这个伯拉河如果是我们现在所知道的幼发拉底的这个伯拉大河的话
，And if this river is indeed the Euphrates,
那就是很远的地方了。
Then it would be somewhere very far away.
他可能要走好几个月，不一定。
And perhaps he would have to walk many months.
因为当以前就是后来以色列百姓从被掳之地归回的时候，像尼西米和以斯拉，他们从巴比伦归回的时候，他们光是一趟就走四个月了。
And so later we know that when the captives of Judah returned from Babylon to Jerusalem, they had to walk for at least 4 months.
当然，他是从巴比伦那个幼发拉底河的比较下游的地方往耶路撒冷的方向走，这个路程很远。
And of course, they walked from the south of Babylon to Jerusalem, and this is a very long distance.
但是因为幼发这个伯拉河很长，它的上游就在叙利亚的北边。
And this Euphrates has a great distance.
所以神叫他去伯拉河边去，也有可能是本来这条幼发拉底河，但是就是先知知道的地点往那边去，要走一段路，要花一些时间的。
So the prophet knows where this river is, and he has to take some time to get there.
但是少说也有大概我们如果看地图去看那个最近的幼发拉底河，那可能100 miles以上一定要的。
But if we look at the map, the closest place to the Euphrates River is at least 100 miles.
他要走一段很长的距离。
He has to walk a very long distance.
但是也有另外一种说法，说这个伯拉河。有可能是另外一条河，是也是这个名字。这个在当时候可能是当时候在应该是在亚述应该是在可能在耶路撒冷的 当时候耶路撒冷东北边的一个地方了。
And there's another saying that this river Euphrates could have been referring to another river in the east of Syria.
或者是当时候先知他所住的亚拿图城的附近的地方。
Or
他的故乡。
It must have been near his homeland.
也就是说，这个地点不管怎么样，一定是先知知道，神在讲那个地点，先知是知道的了。
So no matter where this is, the location is, the prophet knew where it was.
哦，所以一定是河边，然后一个磐石穴，然后神说你那个腰带就要放在那里。
So we know that it is surely next to a river, and the sash must be put among the rocks.
好，不管远近，反正这个就是神的命令，先知就这样做了。
Whether it be far or near, the prophet did so.
第六节.
6. Now it came to pass after many days that the Lord said to me, Arise, go to the Euphrates and take from there the sash which I commanded you to hide there.
第七.
7. Then I went to the Euphrates and dug, and I took the sash from the place where I had hidden it, and there was the sash ruined. It was profitable for nothing.
所以他说第六节说又过了很多天了啊，神就跟先知说。再去那个地方，把那个腰带把它拿出来。
So after many days, the Lord told Jeremiah to go to the Euphrates and take from there the sash.
那这个腰带一拿出来之后，他说已经变坏，坏的无用了，就是已经烂掉了。
And he saw that the sash was already ruined.
所以这个到从第一节到第七节，基本上是神的三个命令。
And so from verse 1 to 7, there are three commands from God.
神叫他去买。
God told him to purchase.
神叫他走一段距离去把这个腰带放在那个位置。
He told him to walk a distance and put it there.
去跟回都是要距离，要时间。
And to go there and to return from there requires time.
一段时间之后，神叫他再去一次，再把这个东西拿出来。
After a while, God told him to go over there and return with the sash.
这么大老远的路程，就是为了要把这个袋子放在那个磐石穴里而已啊。
And he walked so long just to put the sash there.
先知一句话都没有问为什么。
But the prophet did not ask why.
就照神的指示去这样做了。
But he did according to the will of God.
那回来之后，把这个烂掉的袋子拿出来了。
And so he took out the ruined sash.
第八节。
8. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying.
第9节。
9. Thus says the Lord, in this manner I will ruin the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem.
第10节.
10. This evil people who refuse to hear my words, who follow the dictates of their hearts, and walk after other gods and serve them and worship them, shall be just like this sash which is profitable for nothing.
11节.
11. For as the sash clings to the waist of a man, so I have caused the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah to cling to me, says the Lord. That they may become my people for renown, for praise, and for glory, but they would not hear.
看这个地方，这句话是这一段信息是神这样宣告的。
This message is proclaimed by God.
他说：“我要照样败坏犹大的骄傲跟耶路撒冷的大骄傲。”
And he says, "In this manner, I will ruin the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem."
这条腰带现在它烂掉，跟这个骄傲到底有什么联系呢？
So what does this ruined sash have to do with pride?
第十节，神说这个恶民就是这些神的选民，不听我的话，按自己顽梗的恶心而行，随从别神侍奉敬拜他们，敬拜这些偶像，他们也要像这个腰带变得无用。
And in verse 10 it says, this evil people, referring to the chosen people, who refuse to hear my words and who follow the dictates of their hearts and walk after other gods, which are idols, to serve them and worship them, shall be just like the sash, which is profitable for nothing.
所以这条腰带有一个很重要的象征意义的。
So this sash has great important symbolic meaning.
所以这条腰带，它本来在这个神的眼中，就好像神的选民。它是紧贴在神的腰带，是神把它束在他的身上的。
This sash, like, this chosen people, like this sash was, wrapped around the waist of God.
哦，因为第十一节神就这样子解释这个动作到底什么意思了。
Because in verse 11, God explains the meaning of this action.
这个腰带紧贴我们的人身，他说这个以色列全家跟犹大全家，这就是。分裂之后的南北两个国度，他说都是紧贴着我的，只是神把它 把它围在他身上的。
So, God takes the sash, which is the houses of Judah, the southern and the northern kingdom of Israel, and wraps them around his waist.
那这个被神能够绑在他的身上，这个就是跟神很亲密的。
And to be able to be wrapped around the waist of God is to be able to be very close and intimate with God.
是属神的，是神的一部分呢。
It is to belong to a part of God.
是要让神得名声、得颂赞、得荣耀的。
It is for renown, for praise, and for glory.
但是他说，现在有这么样的大的恩典要给这些人，这些人却不要，他们拒绝。
He wants to give them such great grace, but they rejected it.
那这个拒绝是为什么
？Why did they reject it？
是因为这些人，他说他随从自己顽梗的恶心。
It is because they follow their hearts. Their evil hearts.
在心里面有一个大骄傲。
They have a great pride.
这个骄傲就是我不愿意承认你是我的神，我不需要你。
This pride is that they think that they do not need God.
我不需要靠你。
They don't need to rely on God.
我靠我自己也可以。
They can rely on themselves.
我可以去靠别人。
I can rely on others.
这个在神眼中，他说这个叫做顽梗的恶心。
And this is the evil heart.
那这条腰带，所以其实神要先知去买了这条麻布的带子，就是在预表，在代表着这个神的选民。
So this linen sash that God commanded Jeremiah to purchase represents or symbolizes the chosen people.
那这个神的选民，你看他本来是应该是贴在神的身上。
Originally, the chosen people clung to God.
那既然跟神很贴近的人，哇，他如果今天跟神很贴近，就是属神，有神的保守，有神的恩典，有神的爱，这个人应该是非常的平安，非常的喜乐。
And one who has the protection and love of God should have peace in their life.
但是现在这条腰带，现在被拿去放在伯拉河边了。
But now this sash has been put next to the Euphrates.
这条腰带现在离开了这个人的身了。
And it has left the waist of a man.
神叫他说，特别去放在伯拉河边。
God especially told him to put it near the river Euphrates.
因为这个伯拉河边其实是个代表着当时候这个整个巴比伦帝国。
Because the river Euphrates represented Babylon at that time.
那所以其实在代表着当时候的选民，他们的心。想要去跟这个想要去投靠这些外邦，就是离弃了神，他想要去把自己牵在埋在这个异邦的国度里面。
The people who had left God wanted to follow the dictates of their hearts and bury themselves among the Gentiles.
那在这个地方，在这样一个伯拉河边，最后一定是烂掉的。
And so, if you stay by the Euphrates, in the end, you will surely be ruined.
那就变得没有用了。
And you'll be profitable for nothing.
所以，他这个地点本从这个地点来看。
So from the perspective of this location.
那这个伯拉河很有可能就是现在我们所说的这个幼发拉底河这条大河。
It is very possible that this river is the river Euphrates.
那这个大河就是很远的地方了。
And this would be very far away.
表示先知他真的是要走一段很长的距离去的。
And the prophet would have to walk a very long distance.
但是先知就是这样的顺服啊，就走了两趟。
But he, the prophet submitted.
来回两趟了。
The prophet submitted, and he, went to and from twice.
所以这个就是一个付出。
And so,
神就是叫他这样做，他就这样做了。
The prophet exerted himself because the Lord told him to do so, and he did.
那所以我们看到这样的一个。指示哦，这个象征性的动作，这件事情。
So when you see this symbolic action,
神告诉他的选民。
God tells his chosen people.
属神的人本来就是应该要叫神得名声、得颂赞、得荣耀的。
And the people of God who belong to Him should bring renown, praise, and glory.
是让神把他围在他的身上。
And they should be wrapped and cling to the waist of God.
你看这个腰带对一个工作人来说很重要的。
So a sash is very important to labor.
有束腰才有力量。
Because once you wrap your waist, you have strength.
所以其实在神的眼中，他们是很珍贵的，很有用的。
So they are very valuable and useful in the eyes of God.
神 要让他们啊一起来分享神的荣耀。
God wants them to share in His glory.
但是百姓却不要。
But the people refused.
那他们不要，是其实因为他们的骄傲。
And they refused because of their pride.
那也是因为他们想要去投靠那些假神，不是真神的这些偶像。
And it is also because they wanted to rely on the other gods who are idols.
所以当我们今天看到这样的一个描述的时候，
So when we see this description,
我们要去反省我们自己。
We must examine ourselves.
我们今天是不是紧紧贴靠着在神的身上？
Do we cling to God today?
我们是不是真的发现我们自己跟神很亲密，好，真的很尊敬、很敬畏我们这位神。
Have we realized that we are close to Him and we honor Him?
还是我们心里面有一个骄傲，觉得说我不需要这个神也无所谓
？Or do we have a pride in our hearts that tell us that it is okay that and I don't need this God?
有时候我们会觉得说，好像有信主跟没有信主好像没什么差别。
We think to ourselves that there is no great difference between believing and not believing God.
这样的想法真的是极大的错误。
And this is a great mistake.
我们有一位姐妹，她来信主十几年。
There's a sister who believed for 10-something years.
她信心失落，她觉得好像我有信主，信了这么久，她说身上都没有感觉到神的任何恩典。
Her faith declined because she felt that she couldn't feel the grace of God in her life.
其实神在她身上有很多的恩典。
But God had shown her many grace, much blessings.
她也不需要工作，她就有一个很美好的生活。
She didn't have to work, yet she lived a very good life.
她的先生很爱她。
Her husband loved her very much.
她的子女也很听话。
And her children were obedient.
她其实是活在神的爱里面，被神保护着的。
She lived in the love of God, and she was protected by God.
只是因为看到某一些人可能讲话或者是一些什么作为，她看得不顺眼，她听了不喜欢。
And it was only because she saw the actions of the people that or words that were disagreeable to her.
然后就全部把神推翻了。
And then she forsook God.
就好像她现在把这个她自己这个袋子把它去放在外面，她不要粘在神身上。
And it is as if she took off the sash that that helped her cling to God.
然后之后呢，就开始忧郁了。
And then she started to have depression.
忧郁就是觉得人生没有意思。
And she thought that life was meaningless.
然后就开始什么事情都不顺利的。
And from then on, many things were unsuccessful for her.
那其实是因着，当我们人在心里面有这种骄傲的时候，我们就看不到神的恩典。
When we have this pride in our hearts, we cannot see the grace of God.
但是也有另外一种人，他们非常的喜欢亲近神。
But there is another type of people who love to draw themselves near to God.
当我们了解到我们自己的身份的时候，
When we understand our status,
神现在他是把我们绑在他的身上。
God wraps us around His waist.
是神把我们绑上的，我们自己粘不上去的。
It is God wraps us around His waist.
所以神选召我们，把我们看作很宝贵。
God had chosen us, and He views us as very precious.
他让我们来亲近他。
He allows us to draw near to Him.
来一起来分享他的荣耀，得到他的帮助。
And to share in His glory and receive His help.
那有这样的一个认识的时候，我们发现我们在主里面很幸福。
And when we have this understanding, we will know that we are very blessed.
我们有一个姐妹。
We have a sister.
她信主到现在为止应该大概快四十多年了。
She has believed in the Lord for around 40 years.
她之前在一段这个三四十年的信仰当中，她有时候也会知道说，我们所拜这位神耶稣基督非常慈爱，非常伟大。
And throughout this 40 years, she knows that she understands that our Lord is very merciful.
可是，在面对家人不信主，然后给他这些给他一些逼迫，或者是讲一些很不好听的话的时候，他有时候信心也会失落。
But facing the unbelief and persecution of her family, sometimes her faith declines too.
然后，是的，神说的这些话，这些道理，他也尽力要去做出来。
And truly, she strives very hard, to execute the word of God.
但是心里面其实并没有真正的喜乐，并没有完全感受到神的爱，神把他这么样重视，围在他身上。
But she did not feel the true joy and love of God that God had wrapped her around His waist.
所以有时候在这个守道礼过程当中，心里面事实上是有一个担子，不是真的很轻松，不是真的很喜乐。
So when she is trying to keep the word of God, she carries a great burden.
一直到年岁渐长以后，等到她年纪慢慢变大了。
Until when she increased in age.
那她就年纪大的时候，其实对很多事情的看法就慢慢转变了。
And she had a different perspective on many things.
那一方面也是真的很用心的在听道理，去体会神的话语，然后在祷告当中下功夫。
And one aspect, she continued to listen diligently to the word of God, and she put time into prayer.
当我们年纪大以后，我们基本上我们不需要再为我们的日常生活去忧虑了。
When we are elderly, we basically don't need to worry about our daily necessities.
我们大概也不需要去担心孩子都长大，他们有他们自己的生活，有他们自己的时间的应用，有他们自己的圈子的。
And we don't need to worry about our children who have grown up and they have their own livelihood and their own circles.
所以时间变多了。
Our time has increased.
年纪变大了以后，其实很多欲望也减少了。
And our desires are lessened.
突然之间发现自己的时间变多。
And our time has increased.
那这些时间要够做什么？
What do we do with this time?
以前这个时间就是用去健身，去做他追求自己的兴趣。
In the past, it may be that we have put this time into exercise or pursuing our habits.
后来发现，这些兴趣其实想一想也没有什么用了。
And if we think about it, these interests are also quite meaningless.
发现他后来发现一件事情最好用。
She found out that there is something that is most meaningful.
就是把时间用在祷告上。
That is to spend time in prayer.
他就真的把他剩余的时间都用来祷告神。
So truly, she spent her extra time into prayer.
那她祷告就变得很广泛了。
And her prayer broadened.
为家人祷告，为孩子祷告。
She prayed for her family and for her children.
为教会祷告。
For the church.
为教会这些工人祷告。
For the church workers.
那每一个为他点名祷告。
And one by one, she prayed for everyone.
所以在祷告当中，神就让她体会到。那个神的爱。
And in prayer, God allowed her to feel His love.
那逐渐的，她这个心呢，就慢慢被神转变。
And slowly, God transformed her heart.
她就发现说，神真的很爱她。
She realized that God truly did love her.
所以有时候唱诗，她光是自己在那唱诗，唱得五音不全，但是她也感动了流眼泪。
And even though sometimes, when she sings, it's not, very musical, but she's moved to tears.
但是她就是看到哇，不管是在唱诗、在读圣经的时候，她就感到说哇，神这么好，神这么爱她。
So whether it be in singing hymns or reading the Bible, she understood how good God was.
所以那个人的心哦，就开阔了。
And her heart opened.
很多事情，因为被神的爱充满以后，她很多对事情的看法就是不一样。
She had a different perspective.
所以渐渐的，那个动怒的机会就少了。
She's had a less opportunity to become angry.
她看到的就是这些人好处了。
And she saw the goodness in others.
结果神就给她体验。
And God gave her an experience.
因为她自己有种一些东西。
She herself planted a garden.
你看我们今天加州这里在干旱，就是你这种的东西如果两天没有浇水，可能就死光光了。
In California, since we are in a drought, if you don't water for 2 days, then the plants will die.
那在炎热的地方，那就更不用讲。你要光是浇水，你就花很大的力气。
And just by watering the plants, you spend a lot of energy.
她种了一些东西。
So she planted some plants.
要去浇水，好累。
She got very tired.
有一天
，watering them.
她觉得实在是没有力气再浇水了。
And one day she thought to herself, I have no more energy to water the plants.
实在是没有办法。不是懒惰，实在是因为已经身体不行。
It is not that she is lazy, but she has no more energy.
就祷告神。
So she prayed to God.
主耶稣啊，你帮助我。
She said, Lord Jesus, please help me.
你如果照顾就没事了。
If you take care of them, then nothing will happen.
她没有办法浇水，她就只好回家了。
And since she could not water, she went home.
回家以后啊。
After she went home.
在路上的时候就开始下起毛毛雨了。
On the way home, it started to sprinkle.
其实是晴天啊。
But it was a clear day.
是好天气，很热的天气啊。
It was a hot day.
怎么会突然间下起毛毛雨？
Why did it start sprinkling all of a sudden?
回到家就去煮饭。
And she went home and began
cooking. 听到下雨的声音。
When she was cooking, she heard the sound of rain.
后来就噼里啪啦就下大雨了。
And then it started pouring.
那下大雨，哇，下了好一阵子的大雨。
After a
while, 突然之间下大雨了。
After the sudden downpouring of rain.
那这个下雨呢？哇，他以为说是不是突然之间啊什么什么西北雨啊这样子。整个区域都下雨他以为是这样子。就是突然之间那个 storm, 这样一个。
She thought that it was a sudden storm.
他只是想哇神帮我浇水啊所以我觉得这种东西就不用担心了。
And she thought to herself, God is watering my plants for me, so I don't need to worry.
他那时候很感谢神哦。
So she was very thankful.
神知道他的需要。
God knows her needs.
结果呢他等到吃完饭之后，才大概过了一两个小时。
After she finished her meal, one or two hours later.
出去，不知道到一个地方去看看，要去找什么事情。
And she went out.
他出去的时候发现，他下雨就下在他所种的那个地方，方圆一公里以内。
And she realized that the rain had been poured, within a meter of her garden.
他所种的那个作物那个田的那个周围而已。
And only in the area where her plants were.
就好像那个雨就特别为她下的。
The rain was especially.
就是在那个地区而已哦，而且是很大的雨。
And it was only in that district, and it was a great downpour.
在那个区域范围以外，通通没有雨，干的。
And beyond that area, there's no rain.
哇，她走出去的时候，真的看到神迹了。
She walked out and she saw the miracle.
想说哇，原来神这么好。
And she understood that, this is how great God is.
神真的很体贴。
God is very understanding.
他知道我们的需要。
He knows our needs.
所以当我们真的很贴近神的时候
，So when we cling to God,
我们会感受到神对我们的照顾，他们的爱真的是无处不在。
We know we will understand that His providence is complete.
今天不信神的人就觉得说，哦，这个是。一定可以去解释说，哦，可能就是什么东西突然下雨了。
And if you are a non-believer, the non-believers might explain that, this might be for a certain reason that this rain fell.
但是对这位姐妹来说，她知道这个雨就是神怜悯她的软弱，为她下的。
But for the sister, she knew that it was God having mercy on her weaknesses.
马上感受到说，今天我们如果真的靠近神，多跟神亲近。我们所有的一切，神都跟我们担待。
And she understood, and she felt that if we rely on God, then He will take care of everything.
所以今天我们在灵会的时候，我们要追求什么
？So when we are in spiritual communication, what do we pursue?
我们听到很多道理。
We hear many sermons.
我们也听到了弟兄姐妹美好的见证。
And we heard a great testimony.
我们要很确信神给我们的应许。
We must be sure of the promise of God.
他要让我们再一次的信心被激励，能够真的复兴起来。
And it will activate our faith and
make us fervent. 让我们把我们的骄傲把它摆在一边。
It will put our pride aside.
要把我们的心，自己的心把它舍去。
And we will deny our own hearts.
让我们愿意来贴近神。
So that we can cling to God.
来听从他的话。
To hear His word.
即使有时候这些神告诉我们去做的，好像很没有意义。
Even though it might seem meaningless to do things that God wants us to do.
但其实是在那个时候，我们不知道神的意思而已。
But it is only that at that time we do not know the will of God.
等到这个事情过了以后
，When this event has passed,
我们一定会发现哦，原来神这样告诉我们这样做是有意思的，有很好的意思在里面，我们不了解。
We'll understand that God had a great purpose.
所以其实神叫耶利米先知把这个腰带拿去伯拉河边放，就是要告诉他们，后来你如果跟巴比伦跟这些外邦的势力连接在一起，你就是像这个烂掉的袋子一样，完全无用。
So in the end, what God wants to tell Jeremiah through putting the sash near the Euphrates River is that if the people cling to the other nations, they will be like this ruined sash.
但是如果我们能够紧紧地靠近神，
But if we can cling closely to God,
我们真的就可以得恩典，我们可以一起来颂赞，也可以让神得荣耀。
Then we will be blessed and we can praise together and give glory to God.
这样的一个神特别给先知单独的教导。
And this is a personal teaching by God.
这个教导是给今天我们每一个弟兄姐妹。
And this teaching is for every one of us.
让我们愿意花更多时间来祷告，亲近神。
So that we can spend more time in prayer to draw near to God.
让我们灵恩会之后，我们会愿意花时间到教会来听道理。
So that after spiritual convocation, we can spend time to come to church and listen to His word.
所以每次灵恩会，我们就看到我们信仰成长了。
And every spiritual convocation, we will see our faith grow.
我们会更喜爱道理的。
We'll love the word even more.
我们看电视，我们上网的时间减少了。
And the time we spent on internet and TV will be lessened.
我们读圣经，我们祷告的时间增多了。
And the time we spend in prayer and on the Bible will increase.
这样子，我们的信心才有可能真的复兴。
And only in this way can our faith truly be restored.
我们才有办法真正把这个道理把它展现出。什么叫做生命之道？
And only then can we truly manifest what the words of life are.
所以我们所讲的不会只是一个知识，只是在我们的嘴巴上。
So what we know will not only be knowledge in our mouth.
这个道理是在我们的生命里的。
This truth is in our hearts.
我们真的是属神的子民，神是我们的神。
We are the chosen people of God, and we belong to Him.
所以我们现在要祷告。
So let's now pray.
把这样的一个道理。一个信息把它记在心上。
Let us remember this message in our hearts.
要我们每一个人可能都有我们一些缺点。
All of us have our own shortcomings.
求神帮助我们。
We ask God to help us.
让我们可以真的越贴近他的心。
So that we can draw near to His heart.
让神得名声。
So that God will be renowned.
让神得颂赞。
God will have praise.
让神的教会得荣耀。
And the church of God will have glory.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们可以到前面一起祷告，让我们更专心。
Let's come forward to pray for more concentration.
我们祷告的时候，我们也请教会的圣职人员帮我们按手祷告，来帮助我们。
We ask the church ministers to lay hands on us to help us.
我们也为晚上的布道会祷告。
And let's pray for the evangelical service tonight.
让更多的弟兄姐妹朋友们愿意来亲近这个这么美好的神。来聆听这美好的道理
，so that more brothers and sisters and friends can draw near to Him and hear the wonderful word.
为教会的传道者祷告。
Let's pray for our pastors.
让我们都能够很勇敢的宣讲神的信息。
So that we can bravely proclaim the message of God.
神他的应许绝对不落空，他要与我们同在。
God's promise will never fall empty, and He will always be with us.
圣灵给我们。
He will give us His Holy Spirit.
我们真的在灵里面感受到有神真好。
So that we will feel in the spirit how great it is to have God.
我们现在同心祷告。
Let's pray one accord.